good morning, everybody. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, as it is every year, the fourth Sunday of Easter. I want to just tell you how you are all like sheep and how you're like dogs. Aren't you excited? Okay, let's start with the sheep. How are you like sheep? Jesus, it is a funny image that he gives to us, his people, that we are like sheep. Sheep, we know, are not the sharpest knives in the drawer. And I was, I had like 10 different ideas of what to preach about today. So then yesterday I was in my office and I was like, what do I do here? I went to get a donut, of course. And while I was on the way to the Dunkin' Donuts, I had the Catholic radio channel on. And this guy named Tim Laniak was on. It was all God's providence. Donuts answer prayers. So I was just, he was talking about, he's a Bible scholar. He lived in the Middle East for the sole purpose of like being around sheep and shepherds to understand what is this image really about, you know? And he goes, I learned a lot of things. He says, sheep are just crazy. They literally like get to the end of a cliff and they'll just keep going, you know, that even though they're going to die. A lot of times he says there's these ruts, you know, in the field. And the reason there are ruts there because that's where the sheep walk. And they will just walk blind. Like they have no mind about where they're going. It's just like, well, I guess everybody else is going this way, so I'll go this way too. And without any thought or any regard for like, is this dangerous, this path? Like, is it a good destination? They just keep going. Sheep get stuck a lot, he says. And it's when they end up kind of upside down sometimes and their feet are up in the air and the hawks will come. And the hawks will come and start to destroy them unless the shepherd or the dogs intervene. He goes, sheep are really great. Like when a wolf comes, they panic, but they don't run away. Like, what animal does that? They just kind of like, sometimes they'll walk around in a little circle or something, but they don't have enough thought to like run away when this horrible thing is after them, this predator. And he says, also, like, they don't know how to go get their own food and drink. Any other animal will go get its own food and drink, but a sheep doesn't know how. And so the sheep is just kind of... So he goes, sheep are not smart. But he says they are smart in the most important way. They know the voice of the shepherd. They may be dumb in a million ways, but they know the voice of the shepherd. And they can trust him. And they do trust him. So that's the invitation, is that like, okay, maybe we are kind of dumb sometimes and we'd just go wherever everybody else is going, and maybe the enemy comes and we're just like, ooh, you know, or like the hawks start circling around and like all this, and but we gotta, if we follow the voice of the shepherd, we'll be okay. And here's the thing, it's all good if you have a good shepherd and you're obedient to him. And thanks to God, we have the perfect shepherd. Jesus is the perfect shepherd. And so all we got to do is listen to his voice. And the Latin word for listen we have the word obedience from this word, obedere, to listen. So when we listen to the voice of the Lord and we obey, and there's life there, there's protection there, all these things. So, that's how we're all like sheep. Now, number two, how you are like dogs this is very beautiful. He was saying this, Tim Laniak, I was so glad I was listening to this. He says, every good shepherd has sheepdogs. And the sheepdogs help, like, because they protect the edges. They help to gather, they help to protect and guide. Because if you have 1,500 sheep and one shepherd, how in the world is that one guy going to do the job? So the dogs have an indispensably important role to play. And this is what I've been thinking about, is how if the priest is the shepherd, as the church teaches, then you're my dogs. What? Like, you are, because here's the thing. There are so many sheep in this parish, but it's even crazier than that, because there's so many other sheep Every person has an eternal soul. And we all know so many people who are walking off of cliffs, who the devil is coming after, and they're just encircling around, and they're just like, ooh. You know, like, we have to be the dogs that are like, no, you stay away from that cliff. No, Mr. Hawk, you get away from this person. You are thirsting and hungry to death. Come to the Catholic Church where you can have the sacraments. You see, because of all the population of what Shelby County is something like 20 something thousand people. Well, I'm one priest. I can only do so much. But you're all the dogs, and you're good dogs. You know, like, thank you for being good dogs, because I wish that I could be in the hospitals more. I wish I could be in the nursing homes more, the assisted living. I wish I could be in the school all day. I wish I could be in the jail all day. Well, I don't want you to be there all day, but I would like to be able to be more. But like, I'm one dude. And not only that, but if you think about it, it's kind of crazy, because in 1970, there were almost 60,000 priests in the United States. That's half the number right now, 30,000 right now, which means that parishes are being linked and mergers and all these other things. But it also means that priests get multiple jobs, which is why I have four jobs. I got two parishes. I got the vocations director position, and I'm also the dean of 19 parishes. I'm doing and if you think about it even crazier, it wasn't that long ago that this parish had two priests, and St. Vincent had two priests. And so what I'm saying is, I love all my flock. I'm not saying I'm too busy. I'm never too busy for you. You must know that. And not only that, I'm no busier than any good father of a family or a good mother of a family. But it's a lot. I love all my sheep. But there's so much to do. And it's too much for one. And even God told Moses that in the Old Testament. He says, you need help. And you're the dogs to do it. So my invitation for you is, when you see somebody about to walk off a cliff, you save them. Don't wait for Father to get there. When you, there's so many people that are unchurched. There's so many sheep that are so lost and might very well go to hell unless there's a dog there to say, come. I listened to this Protestant preacher, E.V. Hill. I think he's passed away, but he was a Baptist. Boy, that guy had it going on. And he gives his people the what for every weekend. But anyway, he says, how is it there's 4,000 people in this parish, in this church? That's 4,000 fishermen. And we only had 30 new fish last year, he said to them. He goes, you're the fishermen. I'm a fisherman. We're all fishermen. We got to get the nets full and bring them in. And I'm here to say we got 1,000 members of this parish, thanks to God. But we got 30 new people last year. We should have more masses here so that this place would be beaming. Like, we shouldn't, because if we're all doing our job as dogs, then we're just gathering the people, because everybody's got a soul. It's not just the Catholics that do. And we need them all here in the flock of Jesus, who said, I want one flock, and it's his Catholic Church. And praise the good Lord that you and I belong to him. We belong in this beautiful flock. There's no such thing as a static Christian. There's no such thing as just a little sheep that follows along. We do our part to cooperate in the care and the flourishing and the growth of the flock. So y'all are sheep, y'all are dogs. Praise God. And we have the perfect shepherd in Jesus, who came to found the lost sheep, who came to feed them, to rescue them, to love them. Praise the Lord. The only last thing I want to say is, because of this day, it's always prayer for, it's National Day of Prayer for Vocations, because and especially, of course, everybody has a vocation, but this day is especially to pray for shepherds, for priestly vocations. Yesterday night, the Archbishop went to my home parish. They've had a renovation of their own, St. Charles in Bloomington. And the Archbishop was there because they finished the project, and he was blessing the new altar. And he started his homily by saying, today is a day to pray that there will always be a priest standing at this altar that I am consecrating today. Because this, it was so beautiful. He says, this altar is the center of our life. And it is the portal to eternal life. Boom. And people say, how have we got to a point where in 1970 we had 60,000 priests, now we have 30,000 priests. How did we get there? I think it's because we haven't prayed enough. I think it's because we haven't valued the faith enough. And I'm just not talking just, I'm talking the whole church. We haven't valued the faith enough. We haven't valued the sacraments enough to know that they are essential for heaven. That they are not just a nice thing to take pictures, but that they are essential. And I'm here to tell you, it's a beautiful, beautiful life. So it was not that long ago, every good parent would pray, please God, if it be your will, call my son, call my daughter to priesthood, religious life. That's got to be the prayer back in our hearts now. Praise God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.